Love never fails. I had always believed that to be true in principle, until a fateful night when I witnessed its sacred quest stone fail, and leave my friend Caleb to die at the brutal hands of hybrid monsters, while their cruel, bestial king took possession of the stone we had foolishly believed would protect us. Those woods were
dark and dead. No sunlight pierced its tangled, twisted veil, or ever touched the stone-cold ground, gray with ash. Ancient fires once found fuel in this accursed forest, but for centuries beyond count, this place has lain in a perpetual night under its burial shroud. Only torches carried into its forbidden darkness ever illuminated its winding footpaths, but they were soon snuffed out by the beings still moving within it. I dare not say that these dark inhabitants were living, for though they all moved, spoke, and breathed, they continually abided in death. It had been foolish for Caleb and I to ever think we could subdue the beast that had anointed himself king over this kingdom of dead creatures. But we believed in the power that ruled the Cordis Stone, and in our minds, there was a strong enough chance we could end this king's terrible reign once and for all. But nothing went as planned. That night of death became a living terror that has even followed me into the surface world. I can still hear the voice of that beast king echoing through my waking dreams, resonating and vibrating out of the blackness of those dead woods.
Yes, run for your life, old man.
It bellowed, laughing from the darkness.
Everything you love will be stripped from you.
Its booming laughter pounded my body with sonic fists, striking me from out of the darkness. I turned, trying to fend off the invisible blows, but could still see him in the distance, bathed in a throbbing red glow, standing powerfully upon a rocky outcropping, mocking my terror. Below him, in mosh pit silhouettes, a sea of his dark, shadowy servants celebrated the savage delight of their king with barks, grunts, hisses, and chortling. Their hundreds of pairs of scintillating eyes turning towards us.
Your betrayal has given me the key to your most precious treasures and the means.
He growled, lifting the fiery red stone he had wrested from Caleb's hand, bathing his monstrous face and dead eyes in a swirling wash of red light.
To find and destroy them.
Only then had I realized, in the stumbling confusion of our panicked flight, that the king of the half-men, the one his hybrid creatures called the Pan, had not spoken to both of us. Though we both had fled together, Caleb had fallen, and they had taken him into the darkness. And the Pan's haunting, threatening words would be painfully proven right.
Everything you love will be stripped from you. Your betrayal has given me the key and the means.